chips say so.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Just like way back in the day.
Hello.
Hi there. You are listening to WJRH
104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio
in Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Henry.
I thought I was Henry.
Okay, you can be Henry.
Okay, cool. I'm Henry.
And I'm Jake.
Wow. That's rude.
And I'm Henry.
And I'm Jake. Who knows? Anyway, this is our radio show where we have a good time, say lots of things, and sometimes there's music.
That's correct.
And
there's music sometimes, but mostly it's just a lot of flaming hot nonsense.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know, man. What's going on with you today?
How have you been? Day. It's been a day. Lots of work, figuring out how much of like the little things I've been putting off for quite a while. So those have just piled up, everything outside academics. But
fair enough.
But other than that, it was weird weather. Weird weather, too. I think that kind of put a damper on things, I feel like.
That is fair.
It's a mood. It's a gray, soggy mood.
That's all fair, I guess.
Yeah. But nonetheless, it is weather, and there is no inclement weather, only inclement clothing, so.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I can go with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's music.
Love to the night.
So, that was Guiding Light by one of my favorite bands, Television.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah, I was learning how to play that on bass today. What the heck?
It's the next song.
Silly. Oh, somebody left, some doofus left repeat on Spotify. God. Screwing up my plans here.
Yeah.
I had everything set up nice, I cleared the queue, and then the album started over again because some doofus left repeat on. It's probably me. I forgot to check. Anyways, I like that song a lot. I was learning how to play it on bass today. It's a lot of fun.
It's a good song. You I believe you were the one who showed me that album.
I definitely
originally.
Was. I
yeah.
I'm like an evangelical church member when it comes to this album. It's like, have you found Television yet? Have you let Television into your life yet? Marquee Moon came out in 1977. Still relevant today.
I was about to say the title
still sounds
track,
fresh and new.
It's a great, great song. The title track off of this album, Marquee Moon, which is Marquee Moon, is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous piece of music.
I maintain that it has the greatest crescendo in the rock music. I used to think that the greatest crescendo in rock music was in the middle of Echoes by Pink Floyd, but I think this one's better. It's like a solid 3 minutes of them vamping up underneath a guitar solo, and then the payoff is ridiculous.
I don't have a good enough counter to refute that claim.
Yeah, I have not found a better one yet.
Fair enough, fair enough.
That being said, Echoes is still close, in my mind. The thing with Echoes, though, is that the payoff is nowhere near as good.
That's true, that's true, that's true.
For those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about, go out and buy a record or something. I don't know.
Get
off your ass and go do something, loser.
Spotify is interesting and free.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Good version isn't, but whatever.
Yeah, the good version of Spotify is not free. But
fun fact, students get Spotify for $5.
Actually, well...
Also Hulu for no additional cost.
Any online software you use that is free is not free. You are the product. They sell your data.
All right. Well, but you don't have to give them any money is the point.
You don't. There is no exchange. Except.
Money is not exchanged for goods or services. You simply receive goods or services.
And people watch you.
Yeah. We don't talk about that, though.
Government agencies.
Looking at you, NSA.
So, Mr. Condon.
Yeah?
My good buddy Henry.
Yeah.
My brother.
Yes.
What would you like to play on the air next on our show?
That is a great question.
What are you thinking about?
I'm kind of in between a couple songs.
Okay.
Well,
we have plenty of time.
Oh.
There's a decent shot you'll get to play all of them.
Ooh. I think I found the one.
Okay, what do we got?
It's called...
Hit Me.
Hit me one time.
Hit me two times. I'm sorry. Keep going.
It is the Avenir rework of Masters of War by Bob Dylan.
How do I spell that?
A-V-E-N-E-R.
Can we play? I'm pretty sure Masters of War is not clean.
This version is.
It is? Are you sure?
If it is, let's just... If it's not, then we'll just have the dump button queued up. Ready? Ready and waiting.
Well, let's do this. We'll do that one later in the show. In the meantime, look up the lyrics.
Like, this is a remix. Like, it doesn't have a lot of... It's got a lot of stuff cut out.
All right. That's interesting for Bob Dylan, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, what is this called? That's
Masters of War,
right?
The yeah. Avenir rework.
Masters of War.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, right there.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Let's see what this is. I have no idea what we're about to hear, so...
Here we go.
And we're away.
I'm your masters of war. Here to build the big guns. Here to build the death planes. Here to build all the bombs. Here to hide behind walls. Here to hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. Thank you.
fly. And I hope that you die. And your death will come soon.
Uh-oh, the song's over. Hold on.
We back.
I gotta grab my head. I was not prepared for the ending of that song.
Yeah.
I was distracted.
That's a good song, though.
Yeah, that was
I
neat.
I really enjoy that one.
I would not have expected that to exist.
I know, right?
To be
like,
honest.
He doesn't allow for a lot of remixes, but that one is like...
It kind of worked,
of
yeah.
all of the Bob Dylan remixes, which, yes, there are a few.
Are there?
If there are any, that is definitely one, and it is definitely amazing.
Okay.
For a good reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm
a fan of it.
Yeah, no, I dig. What else is going on? Oh, okay, so what did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
Yes, what did you do this weekend?
I did a lot of homework.
Lame.
Yes. What did you do this weekend, Jay?
What did I do this weekend? Oh, man, you're feeding me this. You're feeding it right to me.
I know.
There's a big meatball down the
Seemed
center
like
of the plate.
You posed me the question
Here we
in
go.
Lieu of me asking it to you back.
I went to Brooklyn to see one of my favorite bands, Gorillaz.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
How were they?
Dude, they were amazing. It was insane. I really wish you were there. You would have had a great time.
I know. I wish you could have come.
I invited like six people, and everybody was busy. I was so mad. Nobody wanted to come to see Gorillaz with me. And, ugh.
I'm sorry, bro.
That's all right. Anyway, they played loads of great songs, and I guarantee that we will be playing more Gorillaz songs later on in our semester. But for this show, we're going to go with a song of an album I don't honestly listen to all that much, but they played it at the show, and I was just like, oh yeah, I forgot. This is a great song.
So Jake, which Gorillaz album is this?
It's off of Gorillaz by Gorillaz. Came out in 2001. It's the one with Clint Eastwood on it.
So this is off of the Gorillaz album by Gorillaz?
Yes, the self-titled album. Self-titled Gorillaz album. Debut, yeah. The song is not Clint Eastwood, though, because that's not clean in the slightest. I'm sure there's a clean version out there, but I don't feel like finding it right now. I know there is, but I don't feel like finding it right now. But they played this song, and they during this...
There's people laughing outside, and it's distracting us.
Here we go. Here we are on live radio,
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
Shush. We have important business to conduct.
We are live.
From WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jake.
And I'm Henry.
And this is And Sometimes There's Music. And anyway, so during this particular song, Damon Albarn basically jumped off stage and like just walked through the entire pit, like all the way to the back of the pit.
Wow.
Like a solid like 60, 70 feet away from the stage. It was insane. And what he's just like high-fiving fans and everything. Like the whole way he has like,
oh, that's
like
awesome.
The microphone wire like suspended from the ceiling so it doesn't get stuck in the crowd. It's insane. But anyway, the song is called 19-2000, and it's great, and it slaps.
Spinning too fast, I'm fine that I get shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down.
nothing to lose. Please repeat the message. It's the music that we choose. Keep a mind on the
got a little guest star joining us in here in the studio, Hayden Walker. You want to say a couple words?
I'm not Hayden Walker.
What's your last name?
Dodge.
Dodge. I'm so sorry.
I knew that.
Hayden Dodge.
Close enough.
Who the hell is Hayden Walker?
I don't know.
He's a RA in Gates.
Huh.
I was close, so that's an actual
Didn't he play Anakin Skywalker?
That was Hayden Christensen.
Oh. That was Hayden Christensen.
Oh, all right.
Hayden Christopher. Christopher, maybe.
I don't know.
Hayden Christopher Christensen.
You know what?
It's a quick Google.
It's worth a banging.
It was the prequel. Who cares?
I prefer
you. Hey. The Clone Wars is a quality television show.
True. Brought to you by Yahoo Facts.
Now this is Pod Racing.
All right. Yeah, oh, boy.
Sponsored by Bing.
Bing? The hell is Bing?
It's the superior search engine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jake
is literally head palming his face with his face palming his head with
what?
The microphone.
What was it you were trying to say again?
I don't know. I can't really hear you.
What?
What?
What? Well, I guess we have to.
Yeah.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is being awesome.
Nah, walk up to the club like, what up? I got a big ounce pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drink, then a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy. Game it. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma
take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hello. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. So sneakerheads will be like, ah, he got the Velcro.
Whoa. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. Ow. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Like your granddad, we're donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that.
Whoa.
The built-in onesie with the socks on them.
Whoa.
I hit the party and they stop in that.
Whoa.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. I call that getting swindled and pips. I call that getting tricked by a business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand. Man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Popping tags. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
All right.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yo, I actually have a lot of my grandpa's clothes. It's pretty funny.
I have my grandfather's tie. It's a nice red one.
Yeah, I have a Hawaiian shirt that my grandpa gave me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite shirts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I wear my grandpa's clothes and I look incredible. It's fantastic. Completely accurate song.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Speaks to the times.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I haven't heard that song in literally years.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. It's been a hot second.
For some that was fun, though.
Nonsense. Oh, yeah, no, that was great. The intro was spectacular,
yeah.
if we do say so ourselves.
I mean, yeah, I think we did a good job on that one.
I think we did as well.
Fist bump. All right.
There we go.
So, I guess you kind of still have to pick a song, right? What do you want to do?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man? What are you thinking about?
Snake Oil by Foles.
Okay. I like Foles. I can dig some Foles.
This is one of my favorite songs off of their favorite album, or my favorite album.
All right. Let's get it.
And sometimes there's some music, and here we go.
Yeet.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
We back.
How everybody doing?
That is an amazing song.
That was a lot of fun.
I love that song so much. It's like the boom, 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 boom. The whole vibe of it is just perfect, and whatever it is about it, I don't understand. It's just it speaks to me.
It's really good, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Why are all these songs that these guys have that I want to play explicit?
Because good music is real, and real doesn't censor.
I know. I guess we could do this one. This one's pretty good. I like that one.
Which one?
Well, all right. I wanted to do this one or this one.
Uh-huh. So we're not doing those two?
Yeah, they're both explicit.
Makes sense.
Unfortunately, this is annoying. All right, I guess we'll do this. All right, so... Henry, shut up.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
I mean, you're not trying that hard.
Jeopardy is love. Jeopardy is life.
# Trebek Bay.
Question mark? Trebek Bay? Question mark?
# Trebek Mustache. Alex Trebek Mustache?
Alex Trebek Name? Question mark?
Who is Alex Trebek?
That was good.
Anyways,
quality pun.
Thank you. So, ooh, squeaky chair.
Oh yeah. Something needs to get oiled, and it's the joints of the chair. You can make a song out of that.
I guess you could. You could totally sample that.
Oh wait, have you heard? Oh, who is this guy? He makes these really short YouTube videos that are just heavily animated, so unnecessarily so.
Yeah.
Dan Hertz? Worst? Bill Wirt? Wirtz.
What?
Bill Wirtz, yeah.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure. Like, there's this YouTube channel.
I don't know. I haven't...
Made by this guy, and his name is Bill Wirtz.
Okay.
I need to confirm this knowledge, and then I will profess to you why it is absolutely hilarious. Bill...
Works.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, that's a.
Look at his YouTube channel.
Apparently, Bill Wirtz was also a baseball player.
That is not him.
Yeah, that doesn't look like him.
No, search like the history of Japan.
Oh, those.
Yeah
I know those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
Who was it though?
I don't know.
I love Bing.
What?
That's what you're doing right now, right?
I don't know what Bing is. No, it's Wirtz with a U.
Bill Wirtz with a U.
Wirtz.
Wirtz.
All right, anyways.
Yeah, so remember in there? You can make a religion out of this.
Yeah.
That was the whole joke I wanted to make from the very beginning.
Here's Car Seat Headrest.
We'll be right back.
So, Henry.
Yeah, Jake.
Have you ever heard that song before?
Nope.
You ever heard that band before? It's okay if you haven't.
I don't believe so.
All right. Well, I love that band, and Spotify just told me when I pulled up their artist page that they're playing in February with another band I really love, Interpol.
Which one is Interpol?
Yeah, and I think I know what the next show I'm... Well, what one of the next shows I'm going to be going to is.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's going to be lit.
I'm going to get some good tickets?
I hope so.
Dude, there you go.
I get the best tickets.
There you go.
Nobody gets better tickets than me. They're fantastic.
The best tickets.
Yeah.
The best tickets.
Huge.
The best. We have the best tickets. All of them. All 10 of them.
What?
There's only 10 tickets and they're the best.
What?
The rest of the tickets aren't.
We fired the rest of the tickets.
They're bleep hole tickets.
We fired the rest of the tickets, man.
We fired the rest. You're fired. Ivanka.
All right.
Ivanka, play the next song.
Something about Toad, maybe?
Close. Come close. We'll be right back.
That was Feet Don't Fail Me by Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, it wasn't.
Oh, that's the next song. Never mind. I'm sorry. That was The Evil Has Landed by Queens of the Stone Age.
Jesus Christ, Henry. Henry has no idea what's going on.
I don't know. I'm trying to do homework and text people, and it's a lot. It's a lot. My life is so difficult. No, yeah, but that was...
On the other hand, am devoting 100% of my energy to this bogus radio program.
Fair. That was The Evil Has Landed by Queens of the Stone Age off of their album Villains.
Hey, second time's the charm.
Yes, it is.
Alrighty.
That was a great song, though. I always forget like how intense it gets at the end.
Yeah. So you're listening to WJRH.
Yeah, you are.
104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio.
We're in Eastern Pennsylvania right now.
I think we are, yeah.
Yeah, that seems right.
Lafayette College, man.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's music with us.
Henry.
And Jake. Wow. Look at that. It's the same as last time we said that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know. I mean, things do change, but we haven't.
That's true. We're still the same two idiots.
Yeah. It's been like, what?
Yeah, like 20 minutes since last time.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
A bit of time. Something has passed.
Eh, I don't know.
Yeah. Me neither.
You know what I do know?
What do you know?
I know that last show we had, which was actually 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
since we had fall break.
Oh yeah.
But I remember last episode we talked about putting more jazz.
Oh,
on
I
the show.
Do remember this?
And I think it's that time to incorporate some stuff with jazz incorporated into it.
This sounds like a great incorporation.
It's 2 steps away from just playing jazz on our show.
2 steps away from playing jazz.
We're playing something on our show that has something to do with jazz.
Ah.
It's not explicitly jazz.
Really?
It's also not explicitly rock music.
So we're really slowly incorporating jazz into this.
Yeah.
Show. Like, really? Like,
one could even say it's like a fusion of those two.
Ah. Jazz,
like
rock.
Jazz and rock. Yeah. It's like a jazz fusion.
Raz?
Yeah.
Raz.
Let's call it Raz.
Raz. We got some Raz for you.
It's a fusion of jazz and funk. It's called junk. This is a song from the Mahavishnu Orchestra's debut album. And they're like one of the first jazz fusion bands. And this song is just really intense and really cool. And it's called Meeting of the Spirits. And this is what it sounds
jazz.
Like.
Jazz.